From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama's proposed $3.8 trillion budget for 2011 includes a new record federal deficit estimate for the year. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The budget documents project a deficit of just over $1.5 trillion for 2010. Under the proposal, the deficit would fall to almost $1.3 trillion in 2011 and then fall below $1 trillion a year until 2020. To get the deficits down, the president is proposing a 3-year spending freeze on a small portion of the overall budget. It would save only $250 billion over 10 years. Mr. Obama defended that modest start when he unveiled the budget at the White House.
We won't be able to bring down this deficit overnight, given that the recovery is still taking hold and families across the country still need help.
The president also plans to name a bipartisan commission to propose ways to rein in budget deficits by 2015. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
The fate of a U.S. church group arrested by Haitian officials for allegedly trying to bus 33 children out of the country has not been determined. Haiti's communications minister said today there can be no question of taking our children off the streets, though officials there are raising the possibility members of the Baptist group could be returned to the U.S. for trial. The religious group claimed its members were on a rescue mission. However, a probe is underway to see whether human trafficking was involved. Haiti's government has halted all adoptions in the country amid fears parentless or lost children could be seized or even sold by human traffickers. Toyota is rushing to get parts to dealers to fix a problem with sticky gas pedals, but safety advocates say the company should have addressed the problem of unwanted acceleration in its vehicles earlier. More from NPR's Frank Langfitt.
Drivers have complained about unwanted acceleration in Toyotas for years, and safety advocates have linked the problem to a number of accidents and deaths. Toyota insists it dealt with the issue promptly, even though it only began to identify the causes of the problem last fall. David Champion is automotive director with Consumer Reports. He says the automaker and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration should have paid closer attention to what drivers were saying.
I think both Toyota and NHTSA should have been more diligent in looking at the complaints on their database.
The safety agency denied it had been caught flat-footed and says it reads every safety complaint within one business day of arrival. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's manufacturing sector continued to expand for a sixth straight month in January. Key Purchasing Managers Group says its index of national factory activity was up nearly 4 points from December, well above analyst estimates. Current reading of 58.4 is well within the expansion category. Reading above 50 means the manufacturing sector is growing. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 118 points. This is NPR. China now says it would strongly oppose any meeting between President Obama and exiled Tibetan leader the Dalai Lama. The executive deputy head of the Communist Party's United Front Work Department said today that any such meeting would be unreasonable and useless and would seriously undermine U.S.-China relations. China says it is only willing to address the future of the exiled spiritual leader, not any greater autonomy for Tibet. Fast food giant McDonald's celebrates 20 years in Russia. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
After 14 long years of negotiations, the former Soviet Union finally agreed to open the first Golden Arches in 1990. The USSR was nearing collapse, and the economy was in shambles. Despite the hard times, Natalia Kolesnikova says that she queued up in line for hours in sub-zero temperatures to attend the opening in Pushkin Square. She says it was like going to a big event and that the opening played a major role for Russia. And when guests came to visit, she showed them the Kremlin and McDonald's. The flagship restaurant is the busiest in the world. More than 20 billion customers have been served in Russia over the last 20 years. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
General Motors' plans to sell Hummer to a Chinese manufacturing firm appear to have suffered a bit of a setback. GM, which recently sold its Saab line to a Dutch sports car maker, said today plans to sell the maker of large off-road vehicles to Sichuan Tengzhong Heavy Industrial Corporation are on hold until at least the end of this month. Financial terms of the deal have not been disclosed, but analysts have valued Hummer at about $150 million. GM, which emerged from bankruptcy last year, says it's selling Hummer to focus on its core brands. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.